Oh, Mossy, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Great to see Arsenal in town, mate. They had the presser yesterday.
Yes, lads, they flew in and basically dropped their bags at the hotel and went straight to the presser. And Arsene Wenger was there, Graham Arnold, Tony Popovich, so all three managers. And it just really built the excitement for what's ahead. And it was great to hear the comments of all three coaches. And basically it was Wenger saying how seriously Arsenal are taking this two-game tour of Sydney. And then obviously they go back to Asia to play Bayern and Chelsea on the way home. But the fact that he's taking this so seriously and he knows the opposition is going to be so good and give such a stern test is great because it means there'll be some intensity to the games. And the fact that Graham Arnold and Tony Popovich came out and said this is our chance as Australian football to showcase how far we've come and what sort of progression we've had over the years. And those two ingredients, if you like, are fantastic because it is a friendly, they are friendly games, of course, but given that it's pre-season, there's a lot more, I guess, motivation than what there is in post-season games.
Yeah, and he's going to be playing such a strong lineup, which is terrific for all the fans who have parted with the cash, obviously, to go and watch that, and also plenty of motivation for your guys at Sydney FC to make sure they put their best foot forward.
Yeah, that's right, and Lacazette will play some role, and I think that's what every Gunners fan was hoping to hear. He's just signed for $90 million. Most expensive player in Arsenal history, 131 years of club history. So they've really opened the purse strings for this man here from Lyon. And look, just to see players like that up close and in the flesh will be a real experience for all football supporters. And, you know, to be close to the action, I can't wait. And I know everyone at Sydney FC is absolutely buzzing. The intensity in training's been fantastic. We're looking forward to seeing our new signing, Paolo Retre, from Melbourne City, get his debut on Thursday night. He's been training the house down, fitted in very, very well. And we've got all the stars back on deck, Ninkovic, Bobo, and everyone who did so well for Sydney FC last season.
It's just great for Australian football, though, isn't it, Mossy? It just gives an opportunity. It gives a big stage. It says to the English side of things that we're not too bad down under.
That's spot on, Slats. And if you look at some of the club sides that have come out here in the last couple of years, you know, you've got the likes of Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid, you've got Liverpool, Chelsea, you know, the list goes on, and that just shows how far Australian football has come and how much respect we've now got on the world stage. And these clubs, Arsene Wenger said it yesterday, sometimes over in England and Europe, you live in your bubble and you don't realise how far the brand of your club reaches. And, you know, to have two friendlies within 48, you know, hours of each other, sold out or near enough to 80,000 people going to a game that there's nothing riding on is phenomenal. And that just shows the reach of the English Premier League and how far Western Sydney Wanderers and Sydney FC have come as well.
Yeah, and for the Arsenal players, will you get the sense that this is part of their job, so they won't just be going half-hearted, they'll be going flat out as well?
Yeah, look, first impressions mean a lot in pre-season. Whether you're an established player at the club or you're a new signing, that first impression to show your manager that you're ready for the season ahead and you want to be in that starting 11, that's a huge motivator for players. And for coaches, you want your team to put their best foot forward straight away. Although there'll be a lot of ring rust because it is pre-season, you still want to see, you know, the principles that you drill into your players every day on the training pitch. You want to see them shine through on the big stage. And, you know, freshness and adrenaline in front of 80-odd thousand people, that'll get rid of the worry about lack of fitness. A little bit of match sharpness will come as the game flows, no doubt. But great occasion for the two Sydney clubs and for Australian football. And we need to embrace it. And everyone who's bought a ticket, if you haven't yet, and there's a few left, get out there and buy it because you're going to miss a real spectacle if you're not there.
And Vidmar, mate, he's been sacked by Bangkok Glass.
Oh, it's an interesting football world in Asia, Slats. Aurelio Vidmar was our ex-Socceroo assistant, obviously coached Adelaide United to the final of the Asian Champions League. And he took a job at Bangkok Glass in about August last year, coached them to third in his first season. They're fifth at the moment, won 3-0 last weekend. They're 10 points off first with about 11 games to go. And it looks like he's fallen out with club management and he's on his way. He's a fantastic guy, great coach, Vidi, fantastic football brain. So I'm sure it won't be long before you see him back. But it's a warning to all coaches and players that it doesn't matter how well you're going in Asia, things can turn very quickly. So beware and make sure you do your homework before you get over there.
And mate, just a quick one: James Troisi, is he on the move?
He could well be. TK, he's had something like 9 clubs in 10 years or something like that, and now we hear he's off to the MLS, and it's an important move for James wherever he goes because he's a fantastic talent, and he's becoming an important part of our Socceroo makeup. He has been in the past, but he's just sort of won his way back in there over the last 12 months. He scored a goal in the Asian Cup final, if you remember. And, the MLS, I mean, that's gaining a bit of traction with Australian players. Bernie Abini's over there at the moment. But he needs to settle down. He needs to keep a club for more than a couple of years, James, if he's really going to reach his peak, because he's a wonderful talent. But he's now, close on 30, I think. So his next move is an important one, and hopefully he can establish himself somewhere and make a difference for us at in the qualifiers and the World Cup next year when we get there.
And, Mossy, I know we've got some tickets to be given away. Do you want to quiz our listeners?
Why not, TK? Let's get a couple of calls. And the question this morning, and it's for a couple of centre line seats for the game on Thursday night, is for the captain of Arsenal. And he's here at the moment. And I'll give one tip. He's an absolute beanstalk. He made Graham Arnold, who is 6'1", look like mini-me yesterday when he stood next to him at the press conference. He's a big man. He's the captain of Arsenal.
Okay, so we need the first correct caller through on 13 53 53. Name the captain of Arsenal, and you are off to the game. Courtesy of Phil Moss, we'll give him all the credit, and Sydney FC. Good on you, Mossy.
Good on you, guys. Speak tomorrow and go the Blues.